This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden's promised economic comeback hit a speed bump Friday with the April jobs report. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Economists had predicted a job gain of nearly a million. Instead, employers added 266,000.
Listening to commentators today, as I was getting dressed, you might think that we should be disappointed.
President Biden says the nation's digging out from a deep hole of more than 20 million jobs lost to the pandemic. He's pointing to an average of 500,000 jobs created each month of his term.
Our efforts are starting to work. But the climb is steep, and we still have a long way to go.
Still, the report suggests businesses are struggling to find enough workers as the economy quickly improves, even as more people look for work. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said Friday the United States and Mexico must fight violence and corruption together, along with the root causes of migration in Central America. Speaking in a virtual call with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, Harris said both countries have to address what she called the root causes of migration.
It is our intention, and it has been a guiding principle of us, that we are going to do this work in a way that internationalizes our approach, that reaches out to our allies, to our friends around the globe, in the mutual interest we all should have, to address the root causes in the Northern Triangle.
President Biden has entrusted Harris with leading efforts to cut immigration from Mexico and Central America's Northern Triangle countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, as the administration grapples with an increase in people crossing into the United States at the southern border. This is VOA News. A U.S.-backed plan to remove patents from COVID-19 vaccines hit a snag Friday when European leaders at a summit in Portugal said that export bans and production issues need to be addressed first. French President Emmanuel Macron said that you can give the intellectual property to laboratories that do not know how to produce it, they won't produce it tomorrow. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said he welcomed U.S. President Joe Biden's idea, but said it is insufficient and should be more ambitious. While the United States has kept American-made vaccines for its own population, the EU has become the world's leading vaccine provider. The European Union allows about as many doses to go outside the 27-nation bloc as are kept for its nearly 450 million European citizens. World powers held a fourth round of high-level talks in Austria aimed at bringing the United States back into a nuclear deal with Iran, as AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
The U.S. pulled out of the landmark 2015 deal in 2018. After then, President Donald Trump said the pact needed to be renegotiated. The deal had promised Iran economic incentives in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program, and the Trump administration reimposed heavy sanctions on the Islamic Republic in an unsuccessful attempt to bring Tehran into new talks. Iran reacted by steadily increasing its violations of the deal, which is intended to prevent the country from obtaining nuclear weapons. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Police in the Maldives said Friday an explosion that wounded former President Mohamed Nasheed and four others, including a British national, was an act of terror, and they are attempting to identify four possible suspects. The 53-year-old Nasheed, who is the parliament speaker, was wounded in a blast outside his home Thursday night as he was about to get into his car. Police Commissioner Mohamed Hamid said police are treating the blast as an act of terrorism against the former president.
All necessary resources available for investigation and forensic teams are being utilized to aid in this purpose.
Nasheed was being treated in the hospital in the capital city, Male, where multiple surgeries were performed to remove shrapnel. Two of Nasheed's bodyguards and two apparent bystanders, including a British citizen, were also wounded. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. Japan on Friday announced a decision to expand and extend a state of emergency in Tokyo and other areas through May 31st, fewer than 2 months before the Tokyo Olympics, which were postponed last year due to the pandemic. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll